these messages, these meetings are all about resurrection life. Jesus is not only alive, I want to tell you, as Mark's testimony was, he actually imparts life. Actually imparts, it's a quality of life. And when he came, he said, I didn't come to give you life, but I came to give you abundant life. That means you can actually, you can just skim your way through life, just live a material life, but doesn't have very much meaning. Or you can live the type of life that God gives you through him. That's a rich life. It's a life full of meaning. It's a life that is fulfilled. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it's a life that you are designed to live. That's why Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He's the source of that life. Amen? Amen. What a beautiful night. God has been good to us, hasn't he? Given us this beautiful weather. Beautiful weather. This beautiful tent. Hallelujah. And for every person here tonight, I give you a big welcome. But I thank you because I don't believe you just come on your own. I believe God brought you here for a reason. I believe God brought you here for a reason. I want to minister to us tonight from a word. My wife, when she started this meeting, she spoke about the light of the world. I want to tell you, the light of the world. We sung about the light of the world. The light of the world is needed today more than ever before. The light of the world is needed because many people, they're actually afflicted by the problem of darkness, human darkness. And human darkness can take the form of depression or suicidal thoughts or oppression or an ongoing illness or just mental torment, lacking peace. Some people, they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do with their life. Got no direction. So they're ignorant of why they're here. We're ignorant of why we're here. We just don't know why we're here. But I want to tell you, God wants to give you an abundant, good life. He is a good Jesus. But I'm going to read from a scripture tonight to start these meetings. And if you've got a Bible, you can open it and I'm going to read from Psalm 107. This is what God wants to do here tonight. I want to read from verse 10. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He broke their chains in pieces. All that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. That psalm is about people who are sitting in darkness and they need deliverance. They're sitting in a place where they are afflicted or oppressed or have an ongoing condition, maybe suicidal, like I said before. They're sitting in that place, bound, not free. And there's a reason why many people are bound today. Many people are in captivity today. Many people are not living the kind of life God wants you to live. And here it says, because they rebelled against the words of God and they despised the counsel of the Most High God And it's a sobering fact that if we just don't want to have anything to do with God, who loves us, and we despise what he wants to say to us and how he tells us to live, because he wants to lead us to good life. But if we despise that, we say, I don't want to know. That will lead people into a place of torment. That will lead people into a place of oppression. That will lead people in the place of what this psalm says, the shadow, sitting in the shadow of death in darkness. So they're sitting in this place, this psalm says. They fell down and there was no one to help. I want to tell you, if you've come here tonight, some people here tonight, that's how you feel. You got something in your life and you've tried medication, you've tried antidepressants, you've tried a lot of things and you feel like there's nobody to help you. I want to tell you, there is somebody to help you. Amen. There is a God in heaven who, this poster said, he is alive. And this psalm is about these people. They had no one to help, no human help. They fell down, but then they cried out to the Lord for help, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He broke their chains in pieces. God is going to bring somebody out of that place tonight. He is going to bring deliverance. Don't ask me how he does it. There's a way God just reaches down to people who are dark and oppressed and he grabs them. Deliverance is that he grabs them and he breaks the chains and he brings them out. And they say, I don't know, but I went to that meeting. I was depressed and I was down. I was afflicted. I was distressed, but now everything's good. I don't know how it happens, but I know it's a work of God. I've seen God do that in so many places. And people are in there the next night. They're praising God. They're rejoicing God. They said, I don't even know what that mob meant. I don't even know what that mob believe or what they preach, but I know I met God there. And he brought me out. You know what the solution to darkness is? If you're in that place, I want to tell you, there is a solution. The solution to darkness is light. When light comes in, darkness cannot stay. And the function of light is only one purpose. It is to destroy darkness. And the solution to human light, to human darkness, is what the scriptures called the light of the world. And I love Jesus. When he walked here, he was eager. He wasn't egotistical, but he was egocentric. He says, you want to know what truth is? I am the truth. You want to know what light is? I am the light of the world. I am this. We're saying I'm the solution to your issue if you're sitting in darkness. But if you're in that place, you're sitting there, and I tell you, Jesus is the solution. He is the human solution. The light that God wants to give you is not found in a prescription. It's found in a person, and his name is Jesus. But here's the thing. I felt when we were worshiping God today, is you can have a light, but it's not always functioning. You've got to know how to switch it on. You've got to know how to make the light effective. And this is what God wants us to know. We've got to know if we're sitting in a place of torment or darkness or oppression, or you've got a burden that you just can't get lifted off your life. That's darkness. But if you need to know how to have that light affect your life, how to affect your world and your person, where it actually can bring the deliverance and set you free. You know how to make the life affect you? Do you know how to make Jesus affect you? Do you know how to make his power? He affected so many people who were sitting in darkness. I'm thinking of a man called Bartimaeus who sat by a road. He was literally blind, physically blind. And Jesus came by and he called out to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus completely set him free. So many people who are afflicted in the scriptures by leprosy, by demonic possession, Jesus completely set them free because he is God's solution. He is the light of the world. But how do you get that light to affect you? How do you get Jesus to set you free? How do you get him into your life and into your world so you are delivered? I want to tell you, the scriptures, they tell us, and they can never fail. In John chapter 12, verse 46, Jesus said this. He said, I am I have come as a light in the world, into the world, that whosoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. That tells you that Jesus came. He didn't come to make you religious. He didn't come to make you a churchgoer. He came to be the light that destroys your darkness. That's why he left heaven. And he says that whoever believes in me, this is why he came, would not remain in darkness, would not abide in darkness. So if you're sitting in there, God wants you to believe something that will make the light of that is Jesus affect your life. What do you need to believe? You need to believe firstly that the solution to your problem is a person called Jesus Christ. That is the solution. It's not psychology. You don't need that. It is Jesus. He is God's solution to your problem. I'm not criticizing those things, but he is what God has provided in his mercy for people that are affected by this. And he says, you need to believe he is God's solution. You also need to believe that he loves you and he sent Jesus from heaven. He didn't send him to condemn you. He sent him to save you, that he is a good Jesus. And his desire for you is you be delivered, you be set free, that you not remain in that condition. That's his plan for you, that you not abide, that you not remain there, that you experience his deliverance. You've got to believe this, because the flesh profits nothing. It's by the Spirit you get victory. It's the faith that is the victory. You've got to believe that Jesus is the solution, and he doesn't want you to remain in that place. His desire is to deliver you because he loves you. He left heaven to set captives free. That's why he came. Not to make you a religious person. He came to bring liberty. So that's what you need to do. You need to believe on him, that he is God's solution, that he loves you, that he left heaven, that he doesn't want you to stay in that place. Jesus also said in another place in John 8, he said this, he said, again, he stood there and he said, I am the light of the world. In John 8, verse 12. And he said, here it is. He says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. What he's saying, his presence. He wants his presence to follow you, that your life is not only free of darkness, but it's full of his light. It's full of peace. It's full of joy. It's full of victory. That's his desire, that his presence, it would be real in your life, that you would have a real relationship, that you would know him, the light of the world. And it says that he who follows me will not walk in darkness. Darkness may come, it may visit you, it may attack you, but he says you will not walk in it. Why will you not walk in it? Who will not walk in it? He says, those who follow me. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. His presence will follow your life. When darkness tries to afflict you, his presence will come and destroy you, destroy the darkness. His presence will watch over you, and everything the enemy tries to put on you, he will destroy it. His light will shine and keep you in a place where you're peaceful no matter what the circumstances, and joyful no matter what is going on. His presence will do that if we believe his, and if we follow him. If you follow me, you will never abide in darkness, but you will have my light. The problem is, it was a problem in Jesus' day, and it's a problem still today with a lot of people. A lot of people, they're a fan of Jesus. They think he's good, but they're not necessarily a follower. They're not necessarily a follower. And being a fan doesn't bring deliverance. He said, if you follow me, he who follows me shall never walk in darkness ever, but have the light of life. So we've got to understand what it is to follow him. Because in Jesus' day, there were people and they still had to, they're fans. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, a crowd made a great joy. They made a great big noise. They said, here comes the Messiah. They were for him. That was on Sunday. But the same crowd on the Friday said, crucify him. They're just fans. They just liked him. But this is what it is. This is what it is to be a follower. This is the following that brings deliverance. It's the following God wants you to understand. When Jesus called Matthew, it says they got up and forsook everything and followed him. To have Jesus affect your life with his presence, he has to be your everything. You have to have made a decision that you forsake everything for him. There's a leaving in the spirit. There's a death in the spirit that happens. It's like he becomes my Lord. He becomes my reason. The world is not my priority anymore. It's obeying and following and walking with him. To forsake, that's what it is for him to be Lord. And then Mark made this comment. Mark made this comment in Mark chapter 8. It says, Mark chapter 8. Whoever desires to come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. To be a follower of Jesus, you've not only got to forsake everything, you've got to be willing to deny yourself. When his word says that you can't do this, but your flesh or your friends or anything, say you want to do that. That there are things that we need to deny ourselves. We need to not deny ourselves the pleasure of certain things. You can't, Jesus gives us ways to live and they're good for us, they're healthy. But some people, they think their own personal happiness is the ultimate thing, so they're not willing to deny themselves the things that he tells us not to do. So someone who follows him is willing to deny themselves in their love for him. And then he says, you deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. You know, in Jesus' day, the cross was only for one reason. The cross was only ever erected for, and it was to die. It was to crucify people. And what he's saying when he says, you need to take up your cross, it means that you not only you need to follow him and forsake everything and be willing to deny yourself, but he died for you. And it says he wants you to be so Lord that you'd even lay down your life for him. But here's the thing. If you would really follow Jesus, if he would be your all, if you actually really believe that he is the one God provided, sent from heaven and died on the cross for your deliverance, to set you free, that he really is the light of the world. He is the one God has sent because he wants to destroy all that darkness, that human darkness, that demonic darkness, that oppression, that God sent Jesus to set you free from that. He didn't want you to remain in it, that he sent him because he wants you to, he is God's solution. And if you believe that he loves you and he doesn't want you to remain there, if you believe that and then you commit to following him, truly following him, truly being his that Jesus becomes your all and everything, willing to follow, willing to deny yourself, that willing to live for him, the one who laid down his life for your deliverance. If you're willing to do that, I want to tell you, here's the promise. If you really follow him like that, darkness, here's what he said, he who follows me will never, ever, ever, ever abide in darkness. But he will have the light of life. He will have the presence of Jesus following him. And every single time that those things try to come, they may come for a short time, but the presence of God will destroy them. He will set you free every single time of oppression, of depression, of afflictions of the mind, of ongoing sickness. This is what Jesus came to release you from. And he says, if you follow me properly, if you follow me fully, you'll never remain in that place. You'll never, ever remain in that place. And I believe tonight there are people here, the Lord was speaking to me as we were praising here. There are people here who are suffering. There are people here who are sitting in that place. There are people here who you got things going on in your life and you don't know how to get them out. You don't know how to get out of them. Maybe it's an ongoing depression. Maybe it's you've got suicidal thoughts. Maybe there are things, afflictions in your life that you don't even know about. You're sitting in them. And Psalm 107 says they were sitting in them. But they cried out to God and he broke their chains and he set them free. I want to tell you, nobody's denying that the problem of sitting in darkness is real. People sit in darkness, but I want to tell you there is a solution. God loves you. If you're in that place tonight, you've come here, you are suffering, and you know it, this word is for you. I want to tell you, God loves you, and he has provided a solution. He has provided a solution. His name is Jesus. He's called the light of the world. And I've seen him destroy people who've been depressed for 20 years. I've seen him destroy darkness of people who've been oppressed for 20 years. I've seen him change people's life over and over and over again. But I want to tell you something. It's not cheap. It's not just come into church and wave your hand and say, yay, Jesus. I want to tell you, you really must just believe that he's the one God sent for you. Believe God doesn't want you to stay in that place. It is not the will of God for you to be there. And commit yourself to following him. Give him your whole life. If you're willing to do that, I want to tell you tonight God will break that thing off your life. God will break that yoke. God will break that thing that you can't even explain off your life. And I want to give people an opportunity tonight to become a true follower of Jesus. Not a fan, but somebody who actually says, you are the one, not only who came from heaven, but you are the one who died on a cross, a criminal's death, an agonizing death, who was pierced and took nails in his hands. And he went through all that, though he was innocent, though he was completely, he went through all that. The Bible says the purpose of all that was to set the captive free, was to set you free from that darkness right now. That's who Jesus is. And he wants to bring a liberty to them. He wants to bring a deliverance here tonight, people sitting in darkness. I want us to take a second. I want us to all bow our heads in this place here tonight. I know there are people here God wants to do business with. And maybe even you've come here tonight. You've never even heard the gospel preached. But you've heard tonight about Jesus. And you know, Holy Spirit has convicted you that he really is God's solution to your problem. And you want to put your faith in him. You want to put your trust in him tonight. And you want to follow him. If that is you here tonight, I want to tell you, God is still destroying darkness through Jesus Christ. If you were to receive him tonight and put your faith in him, I want you to lift your hand to heaven right now. I want you to raise your hand. It's between you and God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are somebody here who is being afflicted, but maybe you're just realizing that I haven't been following really. I haven't really been following Jesus. Not the way the scriptures call me. I haven't really forsaken everything. And I haven't really been willing to deny myself. I've been more like a fan. But tonight I understand. I'm willing to give Jesus my complete allegiance. I'm willing to make him not just a savior, but the Lord of my life. I'm willing to really follow him and obey him and yield to him and let him direct me Let him guide me. If that's you tonight, I want you to raise your hand, because God wants to set people free tonight. Thank you, Jesus. There's many people here afflicted. Many people flee here afflicted. If you raised your hand the first time, I want to pray a prayer for you. You bow your head. I want you to pray this prayer for you. I want you to pray the prayer for the people that raised their hand first time. Father, I thank you that you want to have mercy on me here tonight. That you don't want me to abide in darkness now or eternally. Tonight, I come to you as a sinner, but I receive forgiveness through Jesus. And I ask you to shine the light of heaven into my life. Father, I ask tonight that everything that is not of you, everything that is not of good, would be destroyed. You would destroy it. Father, I ask you to fill my life with your joy and your peace. And I thank you that tonight I am set free and I am saved through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you are somebody who raised your hand because you know there's something going on in your life, it's personal, I want you to do something tonight. As this song prays, I want you to come and I want you to line up here. I'm going to pray for you. We're not here just to have nice meetings. We're not here to preach sound doctrine. We are here because that the sign says the greatness of his power will manifest in this tent. I want you to come forward, and as we lay hands on you here tonight, the light of the world is going to shine on you. Chains are going to be broken off you. Things are going to be released from your life. Oppression of the mind is going to go. Somebody has come here, you got a diagnosis from a doctor, and someone says to you, that doctor says there is no hope. I want to tell you, God can destroy that. God is going to destroy an illness for you here tonight. Somebody is afflicted, and the doctor has said this thing cannot be cured. I want to tell you, I was in a meeting in Nigeria. A man came in, he was deaf, mute. I've got witnesses that were here right with me. A man came forward at this altar call just like this tonight. He was deaf and mute. He could not speak and he used sign language. And the light of the world came and destroyed the yoke of deafness. The muteness was broken off his life. And he said, Jesus, in that meeting. I want to tell you, there is a real effective light of the world that actually it continues to work today. It continues. And it's going to work here tonight. So if that is you here tonight, if you're here, I want you to start coming forward. I want you to stand on your feet. And I want you to come. I want you to come to the front. People are going to lay hands on you here tonight. God is going to work. God is going to work. God is going to, as it says, the psalm says, they sat in darkness, but they cried out to God. They cried out to God. God broke their chains. God did what only he could do. When there was no one to help, when there was none to the help, they cried out in their trouble. And he saved them out of distress. He brought them out of darkness and out of the shadow of death. Somebody here has got something to hear tonight. And you just know that if it doesn't go, it could kill you. It could lead you to suicide. It could lead you into something really, really dark. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. God says to you, it's not his will for you. He loves you. He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to be the solution for that thing. That he's the light of the world and he will destroy it for you here tonight. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, people out there, and start to praise Jesus. All those people that haven't come forth, but I want you to lift up your hands. Start praying for the ones that have here tonight. Because God is going to move. God is going to move in his power. God is going to affect that darkness with his life. He's going to set you free. I want you to do something. I want you to do something after I pray for you here tonight. I don't want you to go and say, well, I'm not sure that what's really happened here tonight. This psalm finishes by saying, he brought them out of darkness, the shadow of death. He broke their chains. Oh, that man would give thanks to his goodness for his wonderful works to the children of men. He has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of irons. When you leave here tonight, I want you to thank him. I want you to leave here tonight thanking God for Jesus. Thanking God that he loves you so much. He didn't have to, but he saw you sitting in darkness and he sent his son for one purpose, to destroy that problem of darkness in your life. The most powerful thing you can do is give him thanks for that. Give him thanks. Believe in him. Continue to believe in him. No matter what you feel, no matter what you see, I want to tell you, you're going to be delivered. You're going to be set free. The word of God will never fail you. Never fail you. But faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. He is God's solution. He is the one who loves you. He is the one that's going to destroy you. In Jesus' name tonight, let's praise him.